Mr. Chair, ladies and gentlemen, this statement is delivered on behalf of a wide range of non-governmental organizations. It has been drafted in consultation with and aims to reflect the diversity of views of the NGO community. Mr. Chair, 2016 has been marked by a series of high-level political summits around the world on finding concrete solutions to the refugee crisis. On September 19, all 193 UN member states reached consensus on the New York Declaration during the UN General Assembly Summit for Refugees, Migrants, through this agreement and summits, heads of states and governments leaders agreed to reaffirm existing human rights laws and frameworks, protect the human rights of all refugees and migrants regardless of status, implement a global campaign to end xenophobia, develop a global compact for safe, orderly, and regular migration by 2018, and develop a more equitable sharing of responsibility for hosting and supporting the world's refugees, among other things. On 20 September, President Obama's Leader Summit on Refugees secured commitments around resettlement, financial support, and refugee jobs and education. These advances in refugee protection have the potential for profound impact for millions of people in situations of extreme vulnerability to abuse, discrimination, and neglect around the world, but only if they are implemented with experience, thoughtfulness, and political resolve. Unfortunately, by mid-September 2016, nearly 3,200 migrants had died in the Mediterranean alone. We urge states to take bold, coordinated action to ensure the protection of refugees around the world. The real and immediate test of this year's political advances is whether the international community can make a difference on the ground for the millions of refugees, IDPs, and stateless persons in need of protection, safe passage, solidarity, inclusion, decent work, and livelihoods. We urge states in partnership with the UN and civil society to translate the commitments in the New York Declaration into a rights-based, age and gender-sensitive implementation plan that would include the elements below. 1. Take immediate action to safeguard lives and fundamental human rights, to provide safe passage, safe and regular routes for refugees to leave conflict and persecution, to stop criminalizing and detaining refugees and migrants for irregular entry or stay, and immediately end the detention of all children and their families, to remove long-term barriers to freedom of movement, to ensure access to protection services, jobs, and quality education for all refugees, to prevent and resolve cases of statelessness, to provide regular and safe pathways for migrants at all skill levels with full rights, labor protection, decent work, and family reunification. Second, enact equitable and predictable responsibility sharing and refugee protection mechanisms by working with the UNHCR to apply the comprehensive refugee response framework to solve current and protected refugee situations across the world at the earliest opportunity, and develop a global compact for refugees no later by 2018. States must, without delay, pledge and change national policies to respect the right to seek asylum and reduce barriers to access to asylum, to increase annual resettlement places to, at the very least, meet the annual resettlement needs identified by UNHCR, as well as expanding additional pathways such as family reunion, private sponsorships, and work, student, and humanitarian visas. To ensure local inclusion of refugees and access to basic services, including quality education, as soon as possible for children and young people, vocational training, decent work opportunities, and labor and employment rights, and to provide predictable and adequate humanitarian assistance as well as development funding to support displaced people and communities hosting them. 3. Review national border policies to uphold the human rights of all people at international borders and commit to developing and implementing gender and age-sensitive guidelines to protect migrants in vulnerable situations, drawing upon existing and emerging guidances from international agencies including UNHCR, tools and guidelines on international protection, and the OHCHR recommended principles and guidelines on migrants at international borders. These guidelines should be incorporated directly into the Global Compact for Refugees. In addition, governments should review their bilateral and regional agreements to ensure that they not only avoid undermining the protection needs of refugees, but bolster them, and ensure that development aid is not conditioned by agreements on borders and readmission. 4. End the practice of child immigration detention in accordance with the best interest of the child, including through supporting the interagency working group to end child immigration detention and through making tangible pledges to end child immigration detention and to implement rights-based alternatives to detention for the entire family that protect the rights, dignity, and welfare of refugee and migrant children. 5. Implement policies and vigorous campaigns at national and local levels to counter xenophobia, discrimination, and racism, and improve refugee inclusion into local communities and review underlying policies that demonize and criminalize refugees and migrants. Instead, policies should support inclusive and diverse societies and allow for safe and decent paths for immigration and migration. 6. I agree on concrete measures to improve the protection and assistance for internally displaced people, as states strengthen their commitments in the Global 2030 Agenda to leave no one behind, including every migrant, refugee, and displaced woman, man, child, regardless of status and location. They must not forget people who are displaced within their own borders and urgently commit to reviewing and improving protection and assistance for these groups. 7. Take high-level action and agree on concrete measures to better protect aid workers from deliberate attacks which hinder the delivery of principled humanitarian aid to populations in need. It is the very principle of humanity that drives humanitarian actors toward people who need life-saving support. All stakeholders should actively engage to make sure basic services effectively and safely reach civilians already affected by conflict. Thus, we call upon the states present to turn their bold commitments into clear, committed action. This statement will be made available on the ICFA network.